Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Please, everybody, have a seat. Thank you very much. Welcome, one and all. Monsieur and Madame, bienvenue to the late show. I am your host, Stephen Colbert. Ladies and gentlemen, you can feel it in the air, folks. There are just 5 days until Christmas, but Santa came early last night when the Colorado Supreme Court ruled that Donald Trump is disqualified from holding office. You go, Colorado. Just goes to show you can make good decisions when you're high. Yeah. I got the munchies for justice. Can you imagine how mad Donald Trump must have been when he heard that news? Oh, to have been a ketchup stain on his wall. Now, the reason the court kicked Trump off the ballot is the 14th Amendment's so-called insurrection clause, which states that no one can hold an office in the United States if they have engaged in insurrection or rebellion against the same or given aid or comfort to the enemies thereof. Now, the insurrection in this case is January 6th, and aid and comfort to our enemies is his side hustle. You know, getting his beak wet. The insurrection clause dates to just after the Civil War. I meant the first Civil War. It was designed to keep former Confederate leaders out of Congress. Okay, but then again, it's been over 150 years since the Civil War, and it's not like Trump was leading a bunch of Confederate. Okay, I see. No, I understand. My bad. Now, this ruling is unprecedented. The 14th Amendment has been invoked against other elected officials, but never someone running for president of the United States. The Colorado justices were well aware of that and wrote, "We do not reach these conclusions lightly, but after reviewing the evidence, including January 6th, they added, they made it with little difficulty." Yeah, that makes sense. That does make sense. It's sort of a gimme. Trump denied the results of the Electoral College, summoned a huge group to Washington, and told them to march to the Capitol to stop the count. Everyone knows what he did. It'd be like Martin Luther King saying, "I didn't have a dream, you had a dream." Must have been something you ate. This ruling does not affect the general election yet. It says the Colorado Secretary of State may not list President Trump's name on the 2024 presidential primary ballot, meaning the new GOP frontrunner in Colorado is the second most popular in the race, which is, I'm going to say, the Babadook. I like the hat. I like the top hat. I like the top hat. I like how formal the Babadook is. Here's the weird thing, though. Even though they're supposedly running against him, all of Trump's primary opponents want to keep him on the ballot. Because so far, this decision has been criticized by Vivek Ramaswamy, Chris Christie, Nikki Haley, and Ron DeSantis. You know it's a competition, right? This reminds me of that famous soda slogan, Pepsi, the choice of you should drink Coke. Chris Christie even said this in New Hampshire.
"I do not believe Donald Trump should be prevented from being president of the United States by any court. I think he should be prevented from being president of the United States by the voters of this country."
Yeah, damn straight. The voters should decide, like in 2016 when he lost the popular vote and then never became president. Okay. All right. Now, naturally, the folks over at the Fox News have their lubricated catheters and a twist over this. It's very painful. And they're saying some nasty things about the Colorado Supreme Court.
"These people are unhinged. They're lunatics, and they're very dangerous.
Keep in mind, he's talking about these people. They don't look like dangerous, deranged lunatics, except, of course, Richard L. Gabriel, known as the Mesa County Maniac. And the folks over at the Fox News are making a strange accusation.
This is one of the most anti-democratic decisions we have seen in American history.
It is the most undemocratic decision imaginable.
Very undemocratic.
Anti-democratic.
Anti-democratic. Counterpoint. Removing the guy who tried to overthrow a democratic election is actually pro-democratic. That's like saying... What? That's like saying it's anti-hen to keep the fox out of the hen house. Let the chickens decide whether he finds them delicious. And let's be clear here. The Colorado Supreme Court did not kick Trump off the ballot. The United States Constitution kicked Trump off the ballot. As conservative judge and constitutional expert Michael Luttig said, the 14th Amendment is a valid provision of the Constitution. It has to remain enforced. That's what the judges in the Colorado Supreme Court have done. Yes, the 14th Amendment says, if you try to destroy our democracy, you can't come back and try again. It's the same reason I'm not letting my appendix back into my abdomen, no matter how well it polls in Iowa. How's my appendix doing in Iowa? I got something. Bobby. Now, no surprise, the Trump campaign said it planned to appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court. And I'm guessing someone's going to start calling in some favors. You owe me, Kavanaugh. You too, Amy Coney Barrett. You're just a weird homeschool kid who won a contest. And Gorsuch, you weren't even a judge. Pretty sure I found you playing Frankenstein at the Six Flags Halloween Horror Nights. Let us not forget, there's also Clarence Thomas. Yes. Exactly. Who's been in the news a lot this year for all the free stuff he's hiding under that rope. According to ProPublica, conservative billionaires have given him free trips on their jets, luxury vacations. One guy bought his mom's house, but she still lives there. Now they've unearthed Thomas's graft origin story. See, it goes back to the year 2000, when Thomas was speaking at something called Awakening, a, quote, conservative thought weekend. Always nice to spend the weekend learning a new skill. Guests at Awakening enjoyed golf, shooting lessons, and aromatherapy, which is why their mascot is Shooty, the golfing bullet who smells like sandalwood. Now, on the plane ride home from Awakening weekend, evidently Thomas hinted to a GOP lawmaker that he'd quit if he didn't get a pay raise. Now, keep in mind that at the time, Thomas's salary was $173,600, equivalent to over $300,000 today. Now, that sounds like it should be enough to live on. Congress never gave Thomas or the other justices the raise that he was asking for, but after Thomas's threat, suddenly rich conservatives became very generous to him. And the years since, Thomas has accepted a stream of gifts from friends and acquaintances, including private school tuition and tires. Tires. I gotta say, tires is a weirdly awkward bribe. Francois, I know you said you don't have any open tables on the patio tonight, but have you met my friend, Mr. Goodyear? There's three more where that came from. Now, Donald Trump may be off one ballot, but he's still on the campaign trail, where his recent speeches have been drawing a lot of comparison to Hitler because, well, he's been quoting Hitler. Specifically, people are pointing to the terrible things Trump says about immigrants. And last night at a rally in Iowa, Trump said those things again, but with a surprising disclaimer.
They're destroying our country. They don't like it when I said that. And I never read Mein Kampf.
Fine. Fine, but how would it be better if you hadn't read Mein Kampf?
Everyone is saying that I've read Mein Kampf, but that is a lie. I reached the same conclusions as Hitler independently. And while I've got your attention, folks, hold on, while I've got your attention, and I'm just spitballing here, what say we invade Poland?
He continued.
They said, oh, Hitler said that in a much different way.
Yeah, in German. Trump also took a quick detour off the Autobahn to blitzkrieg Biden's energy policy.
I will end Joe Biden's war on American energy, and we will, ready? Drill, baby, drill. We will drill, drill.
Look, I'm no oil magnate, but I'm pretty sure this is not a drilling gesture. Ooh. This is obviously churning butter is what this is. Since Trump was in Iowa, he also played a weird instructional video on how everyone there can caucus on caucus night, how it all works. Here's a taste of the video.
Marlin's going to tell you everything you need to know about how to successfully caucus for President Trump.
Before we get going, let's make sure you are eligible to caucus. Time to check with the lawyers. For that, here's Margot from the law firm of Dewey, Dewey & Chittister.
To vote at a caucus...
Okay, let's stop right there, Jim. I know you're talking about voting procedure, but can someone answer the more important question? Why, if Margot, the lawyer, is fully clothed, is Marlin butt-ass naked? And while you got him up there, Jim, why is he lacking a caucus? We got a great show for you tonight.
Coming up, Nicki Minaj.
Here's the thing about eating. We all have to do it, sometimes even a few times a day. But if you already have a lot on your plate that isn't food, like stuff to do, figuring out your meals can be stressful. By the time you get breakfast going, it could be lunchtime. And then what? Eat your breakfast for lunch? Is that allowed? Yes, you're a grown-up who can make their own choices. And whether that choice is eating breakfast for every meal or bending to society's construct of proper mealtimes, you can eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meals that can be ready in as little as 2 minutes. Tailored to your schedule and weird eating habits, you have the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your cool new breakfast-only lifestyle. You can even try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus, if that's what you're into for breakfast. Or any meal. You do you. Head to factormeals.com/lateshow50 and use code lateshow50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code lateshow50 at factormeals.com/lateshow50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Ladies and gentlemen, you know my guest tonight is the queen of rap. She has sold over 100 million records worldwide and just released her fifth studio album, Pink Friday 2. Please welcome back to The Late Show, Nicki Minaj!
Thank you for
Delightful.
Having me.
So lovely to see
Hi,
you
guys.
Again. It has been too long. Nice to see you again,
it's,
Nicki Minaj.
It's such a pleasure yeah. to be here. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Ditto.
Congrats on the new album, Pink Friday 2. came out on your birthday, December 8th. Happy belated happy birthday. Now, you're very involved in obviously every aspect of your albums. How late in the process do you keep working on this thing?
I'm still working on it.
Sorry, yeah. It came out 2 weeks ago. You're still working on it?
Yeah, I'm still working on it. Mm-hmm. I put more songs, you know, that entire week. And then I'm...
Literally the last minute before it goes to press.
Oh, yes. Oh, my entire label looked like they were about to have, heart attacks. Every single one of them. And, you know, because I just always feel like I didn't get it right. And, you know, and I want to fix things and make changes and stuff.
Well, your first album was Pink Friday, came out in 2010. The Pink Friday 2, why wait 5 albums for the sequel? Are we going to, 15 in, we're going to get, Pink Album 4 or something
Yes, maybe. Well, I don't know. It was just where I was feeling in my life. I mean, mentally, I guess. It just felt like a second coming of that moment.
Well, let's talk about this moment. Is this moment represented here on the cover?
Yes.
What's happening? Is this a building? Is this a train?
It's a train.
It's a train.
It's a train, and we are heading to Gag City in that photo. And now Gag City.
You got to educate me because I've heard the term. What is Gag City?
Okay, Gag City is where it's a place where everything is like pretty much pink, but it's still like really fly and dope. But the music is by this one girl there. And she has other people come to Gag City every now and then to lay vocals and to do music. And we put on shows for people and stuff. But in Gag City, as soon as you land in Gag City, you get a free mansion and a free car and a free mansion car and canned goods. Canned goods. Yeah.
Mansion, car, and canned goods.
Yeah.
There's no fresh vegetables allowed in Gag City, evidently.
Well, yeah. Not yet.
All right. You have some visitors from Gag City here.
Yeah.
These are people who have been using AI and their own graphic ability to make some visitors. We have here's Duncan in Gag City. Is Duncan a key part?
Dunkin' Donuts is a key part because it reminds me of being a New Yorker, and like I always wanted like glazed donuts living in New York. So yes, why not?
Okay. I don't know if you know this woman, if you guys are friends, but here's Daenerys Targaryen in Gag City.
Now, look how amazing that looks with her riding in that way. And see, that's the thing about Gag City. You can come in however you want.
Right. And of course, we can't have Gag City without entertainment.
I mean. That's the most handsome man on TV in Gag City.
That's why you're my favorite guest.
Yes.
There you go. Okay, a lot of tracks on the album. Is there anything that, up until the last minute, if you're creating new tracks and you're writing new stuff, is there stuff that even at the last minute you couldn't get on here that you wish you had on here that perhaps you could share with us?
Well,
I don't want to put you on the spot, but if you want.
Well, no. That very night, there were still like 4 or 5 songs I was still working on, but now it's a complete perfect thing.
Okay. So you're always writing?
Always, yes. Because as soon as I get a beat or I'm hearing music, being inspired, coming outside, yes, I'm always thinking about raps and music, yes. Uh-oh, you learned? Wait, did you learn how to make a beat? That's definitely not the one I taught you the last time.
All right. Trying to prime the pump. I'm just trying to pump in case you got some bars.
Yeah, I have.
What do you need? What kind of beat do you need?
Well, I'll do the beat.
You'll do the beat.
You just be entertained. Now, honestly, y'all, I only had 2 seconds to make this up, so it's only 2 lines. But it's a song on my album called F the Club Up, and instead I change it to F the Colbert Up, right? And so the first 2 lines, I changed it for him in Gag City when he arrives. It goes, high heels on for Stevie. If I marry Stevie, he ain't never gonna leave me. What do you have to say?
What I have to say?
Now, I'm gonna say it again. And after I say it, the first thing that pops into your mind that rhymes, you end the rap. Trust yourself.
Okay.
You're a pro.
Yes.
1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. High heels on for Stevie. If I marry Stevie, he ain't ever gonna leave me.
High heels or not, Nikki, you better hope you never meet my wife, Evie.
Oh!
Nikki.
Do you realize we just battle rapped each other?
Did we?
I know, but I was showing you love and you. Okay, but shout out to Evie. Where's it?
Is she here? She's in the building. She's up in my office,
Evie,
right now.
I love
she's
you.
Watching.
We
We have to take a little bit of a break, Nicki Minaj, but don't go away because there's more Nicki Minaj to come.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
The latest album is Pink Friday 2. We're back with Nicki Minaj. Nicki Minaj, you're going on tour with this. How many cities you're hitting, and do you have a favorite city to play?
Okay, well, the tour starts in March.
Oh, March.
And so far, we've announced for, like, the U.S. and some places in Europe, but we're adding.
Okay.
You know what? One of the... Of course, New York is always live. New York is always a live city to play. And you know who else is often very lively? Anywhere in the DMV area and Detroit. Well, and Paris and London, too. Paris and London are amazing to play, like...
New York, Paris, London, Detroit.
Yeah.
That's it.
But everywhere, I love, my fans are so energetic everywhere I go, though, honestly, we always just turn the up, Stephen. Like, you never have, are you gonna come to the show, you and Evie?
Obviously.
Oh, okay, I just.
gotta keep you two apart. So you guys don't get into it.
But no, that's not true.
That's not true?
Because you know that show with the people that have all the wives?
Sister wives?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, now listen, something very important happened since the last time that you were here is that you became a mother. Look at you with your beautiful child right there. There you go. And that shot right there was part of a beautiful Vogue shoot that you did.
Thank you.
Right there.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. What's the biggest surprise for you about being a mom?
I always say, but it's just just seeing how much more you could love and how much, you know, like...
Yeah.
Because my life was so selfish before he came here. I could do anything I wanted when I wanted. I could take my phone off for days. I could sleep for days. I could do it, you know. I could travel whenever I wanted to. And since this little human came onto planet Earth, I can't do anything without thinking about him first.
That's right.
Without thinking about him first. But also, there's this thing that happens every day when I see his face, which is more than anything money could buy in the world, really. And so I'm really happy I pushed him out.
I'm sure he is, too. You publicly call him Papa Bear.
Yes.
Where'd that come from?
Well, I don't know. I just like nicknames. I'm a nickname person. Hmm. But I was constantly calling him, like, instead of saying, oh, Mama, you can say Papa because it's a boy. And then I said, then he looks like a bear, a little tiny teddy bear. And so I started saying Papa Bear. But I don't know, really.
You think it's gonna stick?
I think, yeah, my fans, everyone calls him Papa Bear still, so it's been 3 years. I think it's gonna stick.
That'd be actually a really good nickname if he gets really big. Like if he physically becomes a big man, Papa Bear.
Well, he is tall, which I didn't expect him to be. Mm-hmm. He's already tall.
Wow.
He's almost taller than me, he's only 3.
We have to take a break. We'll be right back with more Nicki Minaj, everybody.
Now you can feel like you're in the audience at the Ed Sullivan Theater with official Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise at ParamountShop.com. Shop t-shirts, mugs, accessories, and more, and Late Show Poncho listeners can take 20% off with code TLS20. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show products with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.
Look at this lovely young lady. It's Nicki Minaj, everybody. Her latest album is Pink Friday 2. You gave the Barbs a big holiday gift. with the Pink Friday 2 and also released a new fragrance.
Oh, yes.
Okay. By the same name. May I?
Yes.
May I? Do I take the hair off? I can't quite.
Yes, you're taking the whole head
part of this.
If you'd like. No, you take that off.
Yes. Boom. All right, that.
And then you got
slightly more violent than I thought it would be. And may I?
Sure. You gotta waft it, and yeah, no, not too much like that.
just getting a little.
That is.
We're talking about you. See this? And you kind of.
Yes.
Kind of walk
see?
It.
Yes.
Like that.
So
ooh,
sexy.
That's.
How
ooh,
you
that's
did
really
that.
Nice.
I told.
What do you? I'm getting notes of it's a little floral. It's a little spicy.
It's a little floral with a little, and it has musk notes in there too.
Mm-hmm.
But it's very. It just makes you. It's like a picker-upper type of smell. If you got, I know y'all women know what I'm talking about. It's like one of those smells that he won't ever forget. You know, one of those smells after you leave the room, he's still like, oh my God, like you know, yes, that kind of smell.
So okay, people are gonna say that about me when I leave the room now because now.
No, it doesn't work that way.
Is this also called Pink Friday too?
It is.
Okay, one other thing, the wonderful Christmas gift. One of the things about having kids is that it changes Christmas for you. And your boy is 3 now?
Yes.
3? Okay. And that's a time when they begin to understand the joy of Christmas a little bit more. It gets a little more important to them. Mm-hmm. Has it changed Christmas for you?
Well, I think next year will be officially when I really start to. I mean, like, this year, he definitely understood. Like, I did see him being excited about the Christmas tree. Like, he understood a lot more now.
Yeah.
But last year, he had all these gifts and just wanted to play with, like, the boxes of the
sure.
Didn't care about any of the gifts.
That always
so
happens.
Yeah. But.
And at 3, how resistant is he to doing what you want him to do? Because I've always said that people who say terrible 2s have never had a 3-year-old because they're just that way, but they're bigger and stronger now.
Exactly. Oh my God, I can't believe you just said that because I'm not even joking. That's why I keep on telling people how strong he is. Mm-hmm. Like. He's so strong, and I've never imagined that a baby could be strong. Like, he could, if he wants to push me, my yes. body will move, like, you know?
Right.
Like, you know, and sometimes he has. And I'm like, what the? Yeah, and he's just sitting, he runs everything. Like, he's the, and he's been watching that movie, The Baby Boss movie.
Boss
Baby. Baby. So yeah. He acts like that, like, he channels that.
Mm-hmm.
So to everybody who you guys who have been parents for all these years, I don't know how y'all did it. Like, God bless y'all, you know, because I didn't understand how in-depth this thing was. It never stops.
It
it's
never
every
stops.
Day.
One of the things my mother said to me is that is your child for the rest of your life. Mm-hmm. That will never end,
that's right.
That feeling.
That's right.
Good luck with that.
Thank you.
Now, you're a singer, you're a rapper. Do you like a particular Christmas carol, since this is the season? Do you have a favorite carol?
Yes. Is the season to be ballsy. And my Christmas carol is Jingle Balls, Jingle Balls.
I'm not familiar with that one. Do you need a beat?
No, I just wanted to say the name of my friend. I said, 'tis the season to be ballsy. So to all you guys out there that, you know, want to get some balls up, do it.
Sound wisdom. Sound wisdom. Nicki,
yes.
Nicki Minaj, it's always a delight to have you here. Thank you so much
for
stopping by.
Thank you for having me. Your staff is amazing.
Congratulations.
Thanks for having me, y'all.
Pink Friday 2 is available now. Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of 2 women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God. This is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on Wondery Plus, starting May 1st.
Calling all benders and non-benders alike. Jump into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar: Braving the Elements. Hosted by me, Janet Varney.
And me, Dante Bosco. Each week we'll recap and discuss a new episode.
So come join us and our amazing guests, from creators to cast to superfans, to chat about all things Avatarverse.
It's Fire Nation time. Book of Fire. Let's go. Listen to Avatar: Braving the Elements
wherever you get your podcasts.